This podcast is brought to you by Podshow and GoDaddy, the number one domain name register worldwide. Check out with our special code and get a great discount on your domain name, complete with free quick blog at GoDaddy.com. Details in the show. Some restrictions apply.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This is punky. Goober, goober.
Good evening.
I tell you, good evening. Well, it is nearly now.
I'm gonna put my
so much for starting early again. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week it's a Red Ambulance Records special.
Right.
After all that pop music nonsense.
Ah, quite like that.
I know, it was great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Felt like having a bit of a dance.
It's nice.
This is the news. All the bands that are on the beds will be on our top friends. Most of the bands that we play on the show will be on our top friends on MySpace. Make sure you check them out. We've got a word of the week, sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
You don't sound too confident about
well,
it.
Well, do you know, it's like the whole idea of word of the week. Actually, I'm going to be saying this about a few topics,
ooh,
a few regular features this week.
Another topic.
The whole idea. What has a hazelnut in every bite? Squirrel shit.
Oh, I dream of it.
What, squirrel shit?
Squirrel shit, yeah.
I dream of squirrel shit.
Mm.
The whole idea of word of the week is it's something, it's a word to your local area, wherever you are in the world,
yeah,
or a word you've made up yourself.
Yes.
Whereas this one has come from Roger's Profanosaurus, which is a terrific tome.
And it is quite hefty as well.
It's become very hefty now.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of interesting made-up and funny words in it, including this one, which is chimping.
Chimping?
Chimping,
okay.
Which is the art of pooing into your hand and throwing it at your lover. Which is fantastic. But it's not something that anybody's made up who's a punky listener, and it's not something that isn't already in the general sphere of the English language, in that it's in Roger's Profanosaurus.
Okay.
So I'm happy to go with chimping.
Are you?
Yeah. Not on a first date.
No, okay. Save that for the Angry Pirate.
Get some of that, darling. Slap. Imagine chimping someone after you'd angry pirated them. I think that would be twisting the knife. So, yeah, we can have chimping. We'll probably use it a bit. But we're not going to put it in the Punky Dictionary.
No. And I'm not going to use it outside of Punky.
Tell you what, though, the Germans like a bit weird.
Do they?
Well, you should know.
I don't think she would.
She would, as long as it's organic. Anyway, Red Ambulance Records Special. We've been waiting a long time for this. Over a year, in fact. It's for a South African record label.
All right, cool.
Jay Bones from Fuzikish, who are the first band we're playing, by the way, said that he was going to send some stuff over a year ago.
Yeah.
Finally got around to it about 6 weeks ago, and we've now finally got around to doing it. So I have been looking forward to this. First track up is, in fact, by Fuzikish, and we're going to be hearing from them again. Easy for me to say. We're going to be hearing from them again later on in the show. It's from their latest album, which is called Roll With The Punches, and has 13 terrific tracks,
terrific,
all the way from SA.
Nice.
And what I want to know is, Tony, what is Fuzikish's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fuzikish.
Good work. Good work. It's Tony Wong, Paulie being the internet nil. And this, as a decent introduction to the show, I think.
Right.
Step up, step up.
Tell you what is real. Sell your lots of slogans. Put you in a scene. Join our institution. Believe.
And you like that as well, don't you?
I do.
Actually, you said that's a bit special, isn't it?
Specials.
I just thought it was a bit special.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. This is the 70 Surfers. Jeff Ugly Shoes, main man in 70 Surfers, is definitely a bit special.
Yeah.
And we're going to see you one day, Jeff, so keep the Princess Theatre in Columbus, Mississippi warm.
It's always busy down there.
Is it?
They always seem to keep sending me gig requests and gig invites at the Princess Theatre.
Oh, do you mean they put lots on?
Yes.
Yeah, no fucking goes.
No. No.
Yeah,
no princesses, certainly.
It's become a punky mecca for me. I pray towards it.
A punky mecca?
I pray towards it, yeah.
Ooh.
If you are in the area ever, if you're the environs of Columbus, Mississippi, make sure you go at the Princess Theatre. Because Ugly Shoes is doing a good job. I talk pretty.
You do talk pretty.
You haven't got a pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth.
You don't want to be saying that when I go to Mississippi, too.
Are we going?
Yes. And I'm going to have beer with all the men.
Right.
And you're going to get chased off by all the fat-titted women, apparently. Why does it have to be that way
around? I'll take Steph for protection.
I don't think she'd be able to protect you.
I think she would.
Not from those bad mothers.
All right, okay.
Although, if cornered, I reckon she could turn.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Punky MySpace ladies' comments. Thank you very much to those of you that leave comments on the Punky page. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Very good way to get in touch with us is through the comments. Here comes the first one. This is from Jules. Oi, I just wanted to stop by and let you know that I saw pics of y'all. From when you had Cat Mantra and Flavour and that other geezer from Ligotage on your show. Gooper. Jules, well, when I found that out, I sent her a message saying, what pictures? Can you send us one? And yeah. She did. She sent us a photo. And we put it on our MySpace page. Mm-hmm. We put it on our Facebook page that we'll be talking about later on. And we've already had one comment about it, which is, has that been photoshopped? You all look rather good.
Of course we do.
It does look like it's been altered. It looks like it's been tampered with a little bit.
I think it might have been brightened. Because it's in the town mill. And it's always
in
dark.
The dark. Yeah, always in
always
the dark.
Always dark.
But like me, really.
Yeah.
Always in the dark. But yeah, it's a great picture. And thank you so much. Well
there
done.
There must be more then.
The Hobbit took that, didn't he?
Yeah, but they took quite a few pictures.
Yeah, but presumably that was one of the only ones that looked good.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
The rest were probably shite.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it was the playlist thing I got it from. Did that? I don't know how you change it. Anyway, yes, I'll definitely be at Vomit. Hopefully more people will put themselves out to go next time. Pandora Chaos. What she's on about there is, following on from the Adamant theme...
Right.
...is that on Pandora Chaos's MySpace profile...
Mm.
...she's got a whole load of songs that you can play from this playlist thing that you can do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, and one of them came up as being Making History by Adam and the Ants. I thought, great song, let's hear it. Played it. Wasn't Making History, it was Beat My Guest, also by Adam and the Ants, an even better song than Making History. And it turns out that I thought she'd fuck it up, but she hasn't the playlist had. And when I see someone fuck it up, what do? I have a go at them about it.
Yes.
My apologies, Pandora, and I hope you had a great time at Vomit, and we're going to try and go to the next one, aren't we?
Which is in Southampton, was it?
Southend.
Southend.
Southend. June the 13th, I believe. If you are Essex bound, I think it's Wednesday, June the 13th, we will be at, I think it's the Royal in Southend.
Okay.
for the punk and psychobilly night known as Vomit.
Sounds right to me.
We'll tell you more about that close to the time. After hearing the Dead 60s bed for the show a couple of times, I finally decided to buy the album. Fucking brilliant, Dev.
Yes, it is.
Uniting fans and bands across the lands. Well done. If you like something that you hear on the show, do buy it, or at least try and buy something by the band. That's the whole reason that we make it. That and so we can
That's
talk,
like the point in it.
Talk rude once a week.
Yep.
Goopy Goopy, you chocolate ninjas! Ever since I fucking started listening to Punky Radio, la. He's actually written in la there as well. Yeah. Cuban Scouse accent already happening. I've turned a blind eye to the fact that it's not radio. Simply because you play such dead fab punky music, fab, and give me such a lot of laughs.
He's written that in as well.
But your recent pop episode was neither radio show nor a punk-laden masterpiece. What the fuck's gone wrong?
Blimey.
Eternal, poppy, rocky, emo-y,
Kimble.
Ianas, I think we should be told. Graham, hi Graham. Liverpool, UK, it's a frog's life. .net.
Thank you, Graham. It was a bit it was a bit poppy last week.
It was.
Get over it. Yeah. It is a radio show. It's just on the net. By the way, Graham has also enlisted on podcastpeers.org. Any podcasters listening out there, it's come round again. The nominations are in for best show in various categories at the Podcast Peers, including music. We have been nominated.
Okay.
So please, podcasters, if you like what we do, make sure you check out podcastpeers.org. You have to register if you haven't already. When you've registered, give us a fucking nomination, because we came second last year.
Yeah.
We keep coming second. Second every
story of
our
life.
We came second last year. We want to go one better. And we're in music, not comedy, proving we are a music show.
There you go.
Christ. Hi.
Hi.
Have you seen Spider-Man 3 yet?
Yes.
Because about halfway through, he turned into big dyed hair, makeup, skin tight clothes wearing emo. Kim Blurred. And I was just wondering what you think about this. Think of the poor little impressionable kids that will be turning emo. Kim Blurred. Because of this. Bye, E. Scream for a cream. You've seen it, Tony. Tell me all about
it.
Harry
Winston. I went to see it last week. And yes, it's kind of. The film goes with the Venom subplot. And he turns dark about halfway through.
Right.
The film's idea of someone turning someone dark is to give them eyeliner and an emo haircut and a bit of a bad attitude and make them dance down the street.
That makes Kat from EastEnders evil and emo.
Yeah. It's weird.
So is that all
it
that
is
you have
very
seen?
Much
is it
true.
Worth seeing?
It is a really good film. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but did you really enjoy it, Tony, for the reasons that our listeners would really enjoy it? Or did you enjoy it because it was yet another example of escapism for approximately 1 hour 55 minutes?
Yeah. Fair I like escapism. And, but I like Spider-Man as well. But Steph saw it and she thought it was alright.
But Spider-Man is kind of emo anyway, isn't he?
He is. Well, he's a bit of a geek, but...
Yeah, but he's got issues, hasn't he?
He has got certain issues.
He writes in his diary, Kimblood.
But he definitely goes all kitten blood.
He goes all kitten blood, isn't
he? Yeah.
Spider-Man 3, Spider-Man goes kitten blood.
Yeah. It's funny. I thought about it at the time, I thought he's gone all emo. I forgot to mention it last week.
He's gone all emo!
It's all wrong. It's all right, we're the end of the show.
So, yeah.
He's back from the land of emo.
If you're under the age of 16, we don't recommend you go see Spider-Man 3. Yeah. It may have the same kind of adverse effect on you that the radioactive spider had on Spider-Man. In fact, it'll be like being bitten by a radioactive emo.
Oh, imagine that.
Oh, God. You'll start bleeding. Kinblurred. What superpowers do you have, emo man? I can sit in the corner wagging a crayon. Podcast Alley, anybody?
Okay, yes. If you haven't voted so far this month, why not?
We're second, of course. Of course
we're second.
We were first all week.
Second as of this morning, probably, weren't we?
Soupy twatto.
Twatto.
Something's fishy going on there.
Yeah, go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and comment if you say a wish, because we read out the best comments. Do vote for us.
Yeah, please do.
I know,
we say it every week, but the thing is, a vote for us is a vote for justice.
Yes. Right. And I've got these off the laptop this week.
Yeah, look at you,
printer
techno boy.
don't know how we've got three laptops in the bunker.
Is that because Satan was playing up?
Yeah, told you. That's why it's called Satan.
It's evil.
Shit.
Evil. It's evil.
The prince that lives under the stairs.
Fucker.
Right.
So you can do voices.
Fucker.
You fucker.
Holy damn.
Holy damn.
Another month, another vote. Brainwashing works wonders, don't it, boys?
No, clearly not.
I feel like one of those trained monkeys that jump around with a little can collecting money for their owners. I want one of those little suits. Anyway, randomness aside, and that's from Alan.
Alan!
Alan. I'd like to see that she's actually changed her name in MySpace now.
She's changed Alan. Her name in MySpace to Alan, but she's still spelling it like a surname rather Alan. Than a Christian name. Alan. Get A-L-A-N. Your own name right. A-L-A-N. And there's not an H at the front either.
Splendid. Well, hello, Punky.
Hello.
It's Sex in a Can.
Oh,
I love you guys. In the manly way, of course. I get all kinds of new friends from the show. I got Michanto and Alan. They both kick ass.
Zombie Ghost Train.
You truly are United fans and bands across the lands. You've also affected my mind.
Have we?
I went to Steak and Shake to get a milkshake, and this emo guy handed me my food. I almost knocked it out of his hands and go, no, Kimbler, Coos,
Kimbler,
Kimbler. And drive away, dragging him behind me. However, I didn't figure my mum would find that very nice. You smacked us the coolest shit since polar bears with diarrhea. You're
my
having
goodness.
Fun. Sex in a can. I'm a bit ill. And sick
you
in the head.
You are a bit ill, aren't you?
First time voting. How are you doing? I've been listening since Christmas.
Have
this
you?
Is the first time I've ever voted for you. The reason why? Could it be the amount of work I've had since then? Could it be that I secretly want you to fail? Or could it be that I'm a bit of a tool and I keep forgetting?
I think she's a bit of a tool you keep forgetting.
Either way, you guys deserve the votes and should have got my head up my arse to vote for you. Will you guys beat Rebellion in the summer? See ya, Lee.
No, Rebellion? We won't. They owe me money.
Alright. God, we are just owed countless amounts of money here.
I'm saying no more about it, but I won't be at Rebellion this summer. They owe me money.
Always owed money.
Always
being
owed money.
Always owed money.
At least I'm owed money by relatively cool people.
I'm owed money by bastards. No, I'm not.
They could that's be listening, Tony.
Yeah,
could
this
be
is true. I love this show.
So do I.
And Paulie B is dreamy.
Oh, I am.
He even gets on with my dog.
Yes, I do.
I'll have to introduce him to my pussy sometime, although I don't think she'll like him. And that's from Paulie B.
Oh, yeah, I fucked up there.
Yeah. Nice.
I was down at my friend Liz's in Newport, and I was on her computer. And I thought, I'll vote for us while I'm there, and I'll leave a comment. But I forgot that I'd logged myself in to use the forms of Podcast Alley. So even though we voted... Well, basically, she listens anyway. She's hadn't got around to voting. Honestly, God.
Oh, yeah.
She'll listen this week. So I voted for her, and I left a comment from her. And then when I checked it out, it said it was from me. Oops. Someone else noticed that as well, then.
Yeah. I didn't do that comment in.
Right.
Hasty vote. Cor blimey. Has it been a month already? High time for my vote, then. You see, I'm such a busy cat that burying shit in a frozen pond seems like one of the easy tasks. And recently,
think yourself lucky you're not a polar bear.
And recently, things have kept me from doing my duty.
Oh, dear.
But you know that you're still my number one. Always have, always will be. Baby. That's from Steph.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything by Steph. What was it? Was it actually from something else?
Well, her name's Mary Cruiser 1.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
oh, that's Steph's it.
That's Steph.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Steph.
Hey. Finally.
I might ask her to move in with me.
Why not? I do. I still want to move in with me. And that brings us nicely to this final comment.
Excellent.
Tony Towers. Punky, it's a little poem from
is
Zephyr.
Right.
Punkyland is Tony Hearn with super amazing powers to draw in everyone he knows to live in Tony Towers. Such a palace on the hill, and people say quite long. Just outside of Sherwood Forest, it even has a song.
Ooh.
Paulie B, some German girl, and another fucked up chick. All right, fucked up, used Tony and left. That bitch just makes me sick. So come everyone to Tony's bungalow. Updates of Punky every week, a podcast that doesn't blow. And that's from Zephyr. And he says, P.S. I don't care if this is or isn't poetry corner. Read it, you bitches.
Zephyr, it's a mongolo. And in future, please, as I said, I will be mentioning regular features. If you have a poem for us, please do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner, because then it will be read properly. Right, so
but that was well, I thought it was quite nice.
You
and
did
I thought
quite
I did that
well,
quite well.
You did that quite well by your standards. next track up on Red Ambulance Records.
Right, okay.
This is the Diesel Whores. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Diesel Whores.
You're good. It's Tony 2, probably be the Internet 0. And this is another wake me up for the start of the show, Tony.
Where you go?
No, cocaine.
We'll
I was hoping you just left that a minute longer so it'd mix in perfectly.
It cut off itself.
Oh, did
a little bit early, yeah.
Cunt.
So, yeah, dirty bastard.
Thank my pardon, that's a rude word. That was a diesel horse. This is Mustang. I know, there's me trying to clean the show up.
I know.
Mustang Lightning right now on the Top Friends, etc. So, Facebook, Tony, right?
Yes, Facebook.
The jury's out on Facebook, isn't it, basically? I like it.
I'm up and down with it. I was like...
Are you really?
I'm up again with it.
You're
now.
You're grooming, then?
No, I'm really not grooming. But I keep finding friends that I've been either worked with or went to university
friends
with.
Friends from your past?
Like, real people I have met.
I know, it's surprising who shows up. I think the difference between Facebook, and that's why I think Facebook's got that feature that says, do you know this person? And yeah. If you say no, it says, why are you adding them, then? I think Facebook is quite good because all the people that we've added on our Facebook so far, we do actually know, or they are friends of the show.
Yes.
So if you are a friend of the show and you've got a Facebook profile, do find the Punky group or just find us. Just type in my name, you'll find me somewhere or other. And I quite like it because I get the chance to take the piss quite significantly.
You always take the piss.
Yeah, but I mean officially take the piss.
Oh, okay.
Every single person that adds me finds out that we actually have a very special relationship. And Felix has just found Facebook.
Yes.
And is a little bit upset that he can't find many of his mates on there. So if you go into My Friends, you find Felix, and Felix as well. Make him feel good about himself in these difficult times.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the Punky wall, you can leave comments. And we're going to start to read out a few. It's a bit different from MySpace, but we want you to know that we are paying attention. So here goes. This is from Jessica. You will love it, Facebook. I absolutely refuse to join MySpace and anything like it until I was told about Facebook.
Fuck MySpace.
Now I waste an hour a day on here, laugh out loud. It is easy to do that as well. It's easy to spend an hour on Facebook.
Fuck MySpace.
As well. David McInnes. Finally, the only group worth being in on Facebook for the only podcast worth subscribing to on iTunes. Rock on from us here in Mississippi.
Nice.
Wonder if he goes to the Princess Theatre.
Must do.
If it's any comfort, says Nick, I find there are far less underage women with their jubblies hanging out on Facebook than there are on MySpace. Unfortunately, however, there are far less normal age women doing it as well. Now, I'd like to know what a normal age is.
I don't know. I suppose it's all... depends on how age you are.
It's adult, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
Adult equals normal.
I see.
That means porn equals normal.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Nice.
The only bad thing about this Facebook group, however, is that you have to sift through all the Punky Brewster groups to find it. Love the show, Nicole. Thank you, Nicole.
Who is Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster was a US show.
Right.
I like to think, not unlike Marmalade Atkins. Do you remember Marmalade Atkins?
A girl. Young girl.
That was the chick who was then in Four Ways to the Funeral, who then topped herself rather tragically.
Oh, shooting him with Charlotte, wasn't it?
Charlotte something. She's lovely, yeah. Really lovely girl. She was one of the first girls.
I thought she had an asthma attack.
Oh, probably.
I thought she died of asthma.
She'd suffered from something or other, and we all miss her.
Yeah.
That's the long and the short of it.
Yeah.
Was it an asthma attack?
I think so, yeah. It was a whole asthma attack.
But how could you know about news?
It's film-related.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Right. Unless it was a film. It's quite possibly it was just a film, you know, watched.
It might just be the film, and she could be living in the next tree, if she is. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi!
Bring me back my nuts. Have you got a twat?
I have a twat. Yay. If you have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Me to make sure you include the location. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
When you listen back to that later on, you'll see why I found that funny.
Okay. I keep fading in and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
Who are you? Right, this week is from Erica.
Erica.
Erica. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
I would like to nominate Matt Mercedes of Hawaii. I just call that O-A-H-U.
O-A-H-U?
O-A-H-U.
Oahu.
Oahu. From now on, it's Oahu.
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 Hawaii.
Oahu. This book is Max Hard. It's not only a whore.
Less lem sips for you, young man.
I love lem sips. I was watching it. I have to snort them rather than make them with boiling water.
You're supposed to boil them up.
Anyway,
chase the dragon with them.
Chase the lem sip. I wonder why I had purple snot.
That might not be the only reason.
Hot berry lem sips, wrong. Right, this fucking smacktard is not only a whore, but a month ago he slipped Xanax into my drink.
Hey,
and then tried to convince me that I should go home with him. Luckily, the Xanax made me feel sick, and I didn't drink most of my drink. I would also like to nominate Jenny from McMinnville, Oregon, for not telling me that he put something in my drink until weeks later.
That's bad of her as
exactly.
well.
And letting him follow me out the bar. He actually got into my car, wouldn't get out, no matter how many times I told him to leave. This fucking knob cramp has made me a permanent resident of Fishtown for the past 2 weeks, which have been finals. Instead of working on them, I have been thinking about this cockroachery instead. Please pick Matters and he's a twat. He lives in another state, and I have no way of getting back his bung scraper in person. And that's for Erica Miller. Oh, signs of Hannah Deeg.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's absolutely justified this week.
So,
let's have it then.
So Matt Mercedes of Oahu, Hawaii, and Jenny from McMinnville
is a twat. And quite right too as well.
Yeah.
Stop that. What's Xanax then?
I thought that... Is it like a sleep drug?
Is it?
It's not like... It's not Rohypnol, is it? But it's
the same deal, sort of deal as Rohypnol.
Yeah. I might get some Xanax, see what I think.
It's funky cold Medina, isn't it?
In it.
Basically.
Yeah.
Funky cold Medina. But yeah, it's out of order. If you're out on a date... Always don't leave your glass unattended if you're a tasty female. If yep. you're a bit rough, fuck it, leave it unattended. You might get a shag that way. But if you...
Wrong.
Yes. But yeah, just girls, take care of your drinks.
Yeah.
It might help if some of you bought one in a fucking bottle. Yeah.
And men, no means no. There you go. Punky says no means
although,
no.
Although, men, let's face it, if you're buying the drinks, it should be up to you what you put in them. All I'm saying is, girls, buy your own drinks, see them down in one at the bar, you'll have nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
trust Dr. Paul.
A row of tequila shots is fine.
Right, track
short
three.
Short and inexpensive.
Track three, half price.
Half price.
Bargain. This is another Red Ambulance record signee.
Mm.
This is another... this could not fit in better with, actually, the yeah. Is a Twat, yeah. I'll tell you, what I want to know is, what is Half Price's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/halfprice.
MySpace.com/halfprice punk. Oh. Paulie B's on the way back.
MySpace
Tony
bastards.
2. Paulie B and the internet MySpace 1. Bastards. And this, in keeping with what we're on about, is the drunk punk anthem. What do you think of that then, Tone?
I like that.
Good, isn't it? That's your sort of track, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's good, because we've covered a few bass in the first half of the show.
Scar. What's the second one? What was the second one?
Kind of rock and roll rockabilly a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then full on fucking punk, fair enough.
Full on fucking punk.
The second half of the show is not going to let you down either.
Really?
No.
Excellent.
Not at all. It's time to sell out, Tone.
Okay.
Have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy yet?
No.
You really ought to.
I've been in Poland.
You have been in Poland.
They don't have internet over there.
I will ask you about that in the next section.
Oh, okay.
If that's all right.
It's fine.
Yeah. Could you say that a bit less manly?
That's fine.
That's better.
Okay.
So you can do voices?
No, at all.
All right.
I hear them.
We're sponsored by our friends at GoDaddy.com. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sells.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to go and have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1... into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25 in the UK. It's a no-brainer. And why is it such a no-brainer, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Exactly. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I'm good at that.
Nice.
I'm good at that. And it works, as I keep saying. You know,
yeah.
I don't mind, because people are using it,
yeah,
and they're saying it's good. So it's fair enough.
It's fair enough, isn't it?
Fair enough. Well done, GoDaddy. Well done, you lot, for getting your stuff from them. Right, Tone, do you want to just recap about T-shirts?
Yes. So we have a Cafe Press store, and it is our closing down sale, in that we're closing it down at the end of May.
Looks like we've got somewhere else to go, by the way.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Brilliant. That's good news. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. Right. I knocked you off balance there, didn't I?
A little bit. And it's not hard, because I've got an inner ear problem.
Oh, right, yeah.
Get a Punky
Malleus,
radio.
Incus and Stapes.
Huh?
Yeah. Hammer, anvil and stirrups.
Uh-huh.
What you need to do, mate, is equalise pressure.
Right.
Incorporating your Eustachian tubes.
Okay.
Simply by gulping or holding your breath.
I tried gulping and holding breath.
Yeah.
Also swallowing. That's a different story.
Yes, I don't think swallowing with me around would necessarily clean your pipes. But don't worry about it, Tony. I wouldn't worry about it at all. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because I don't want it in your mouth. I want it all over your tits.
Yeah, well, I've stopped eating chocolate, so they're going to go down soon.
Oh, fair enough. What, your man boobs will be no more?
My moobs.
Your moobs.
So, yeah, go to punkyradio.com and hit the store link. You'll be whisked away by the magic of the internet. To our Cafe Press store, which is cafepress.com/punkyradio.
Yes.
There are two thongs on there, and about four designs of five different types of T-shirt. And as of the end of May, we're closing down the store, so get them while they're hot, get them while they're hot.
And thank you very much for the inquiry we had about someone wanting a Punky T-shirt in camo. Did I forward you that?
No.
But I didn't forward you that, sorry, Tate. There's not camo on there, is there? It's not an option. So
we had a few things like that, like hoodies and things like that, that they don't do. But
yeah,
if you do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. If you want anything like a mug or a mouse mat or a clock or any of the things that Cafe Press do, we'll just put them on there and you can buy them.
Yeah.
Again, end of May is closing it down. There you go. And so it's about 2 weeks left.
Basically, you lot in the States is worth you getting one now.
And you lot in the UK, that exchange rate, baby,
it is
joking.
Good, yeah, the exchange rate is
$2 for £1.
At present, the exchange rate is good for the UK, but... The new people we're going with are in the UK,
oh,
I believe. Yeah, so it might be that UK listeners might want to wait, but American listeners might want to get stuck in now. That's what I'm saying, basically.
There you go.
That's fair. I think we're fair there.
Always fair.
Fair but firm.
Well,
I'm firm.
I'm fair.
You are fair, and I am firm.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. Punky Radio. Fair but firm.
Fair but firm.
Next track, Tony.
Yes, please.
Misled. You will be.
I don't know.
You may be just happy. Misled, again, from Red Ambulance Records, South Africa. Thank you so much to Jay Bones for sending stuff in. Jay did also ask me to remind our listeners that all the stuff on Red Ambulance Records is available at interpunk.com.
Right.
So you will be able to buy it through Interpunk, if nothing else. I believe we've got Interpunk on our top friends. I might try and... in our friends somewhere, I might try and get them on our top friends. So it's easy to find on MySpace. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Misled's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MisledBand.
Oh, good idea. It actually confused me at first. It's MySpace.com/MisledSA. It's obviously Misled South Africa, yeah. Misled SA. And this track is, yet again, it's another classic punky track going on right here. This is Microscope, we're listening to in the background.
Yeah.
By the way. The punk rock driving instructor.
Yes,
and
that's
general
him.
Weirdo. This is about you, Tone.
Is it?
Yeah, not worth your weight in spit. Yet another good one from SA. I'd quite like to go back to South. I went to South a few years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's fucking great. I loved it. Although I was in the Cape. Well, I wasn't. I was in shorts.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. What happened was I got bitten by radioactive emo.
Right.
Yeah. The next thing I knew, I was chimping with Kinbird.
Chimping.
Oh. Well, I liked blue. So that was Misled, and that's from an album. It's quite a good title, this album, The Demeaning of Life.
No.
Bit of a Kinbird cover, though.
Oh, my word.
Kinbird.
Oh, dear. At least he's well dressed, eh?
He is well dressed, yeah.
Always nice to wear a suit. I'm thinking of getting a suit.
You're thinking of getting a suit?
Yeah. But not hanging myself like that and calling it in Kinbird.
What, have you got a court appearance or what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm going to have a suit.
I've got several suits. I'll have that back, thank you. I've got several suits.
Have you?
I like wearing suits. I think us chaps, I think we scrub up quite well and we look good in suits and chicks dig us for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, you mostly stroll about like a fucking tramp, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I thought I might, you know, get a suit and look like, you know, a respectable member of the public. Rather than a tramp.
They got Burton suits. I think it's funny. Turning rebellion into money. Sorry. Right, so, next up, Lucifer Star Machine, right?
Right, okay.
Now, we're going to play you a Lucifer Star Machine interview that I did a fortnight ago.
Yeah.
When we went to see them at the Purple Turtle in Camden.
Yes.
I would like to remind our London listeners, by the way, that there is a Trailer Pussy show at the Purple Turtle this Friday that I got confused and thought we were going to on Bank Holiday Monday, but that's Dragster and something else on.
Yeah.
It's this Friday. The Trailer Pussy show is this Friday. It's going to be great. It's not very much to get in, and it looks like a really good night. If you're in the Camden area at Loose End on Friday night, check out the Purple Turtle. It's by Mornington Crescent Tube, and it's across the way from Coco's.
Yeah. Who's on?
Can't remember.
All right.
Cat House Creepers, I think. I'm not sure, but no, I don't think. A Hot Rocket Trio? Can't remember,
okay.
I think there's a poster in our MySpace comments. Have a look there. But it looks like a really good night. Loads of burlesque dancers on as well. I like burlesque.
Yes. Can't go wrong, can you, really?
Well, I normally find a way. This is the Dead 60s, by the way. So, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this bed down.
Okay. Oh, you're not doing your fantasy mixing again, are
you? Yeah, but I'm just going to have this down because the thing is that this is that at the end of the interview, which has been edited substantially, significantly, I'd go as far as to say, The two guys from Lucid the Star Machine that I interviewed, Tor and Phil, said that's the worst interview we've ever done. And I went, yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was rubbish. So Phil hadn't slept for 3 days.
Right.
I was sober.
Is Phil the cool bassist?
Yeah. Right. And Tor is from Bavaria.
Yes.
We never had a chance, really.
And it was in a toilet.
And it was in the gents' toilet, because it was the only quiet place we could find. So basically, me, the coolest bass player in the world, and a big fuck-off German just swanned into the gents' toilets with recording equipment. I hadn't thought about how dodgy that was.
Because we're going to get me and Steph in an interview as well, but as soon as we went in the men's toilets,
it was in the gents.
I can't really take her in
she
there.
She refused to go in, and I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So, my apologies to Lucifer Star Machine for the rubbishness of the following 1 minute 47 seconds, but at the end of it, we'll go straight into their song, shall we? Because we're playing
them
afterwards.
What song number are we on? Five.
We're on number five. We'll go straight into their song, and we'll have a longer chat after.
Oh.
And we'll find out about Poland, yeah. So anyway, this is me doing my first ever sober live interview.
Right.
With Lucifer Star Machine, at least two members of. They are the coolest band on the planet. We think they're fucking brilliant, by the way. They put on a great show. And the song that we're playing at the end isn't the song that they wanted us to, but we haven't got the one they wanted us to. Oh, for fuck's sake. It was just such a fuck-up. Here goes. So, at the end, and Tone, I'll ask you about them afterwards, all right?
All right.
Yeah, I'll ask them about you.
Yeah.
Will I ask you about them?
Ask them about me.
I better ask you about them.
All right.
Right, look, here goes. Wait, look, I'm just going to turn this down a bit more, because as much as I love the Dead 60s, we do, for some reason, want to hear this. So here goes. This is me interviewing Lucifer Star Machine, last Bank Holiday Monday, Purple Turtle, Camden. Ready, Tone?
Yeah.
So this is very exciting, because I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Tor and Phil from Lucifer Star Machine, who I've just watched downstairs, and this is a punky first. This is the first interview I've ever conducted when I'm sober. That's fucking fantastic. Well done. Great show, Tor. How do you think it went?
It went fucking brilliant, I have to say. Thank you, Paulie B, for asking this question.
Well, and a bit of a disappointment about the crowd, though, Phil.
No, I thoroughly loved every single one of them, and I will continue to love them, even after they've left.
Thing is, though, Phil, you could probably know them all by name, couldn't you? There was, how many people do you reckon were watching?
I couldn't see anything, I had a mask on.
You did look, do you know, like me and Tone were having a chat, and we said we think we've got a new, coolest-looking bass player in the world. Like, how come you wore the... do you always wear the mask?
Yeah, it stops... if people don't like me, they don't recognise me.
All right.
And that way I can do anything I like.
Now, he does always wear the mask. I actually met him wearing a mask. He was wearing a mask at Wellington's and a little skirt when I met him down the path.
Please don't mention the skirt.
Well,
it wasn't mine.
Alright, so the mask and wellies are fine, but it's the skirt you got a problem with.
Yeah, I normally go naked around there.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Well, so why do you wear the skirt? Were you feeling demure?
Well, like I said, it's about not being recognised.
Right, Jesus is a crack whore. Is that what the song's called?
No, it's actually called 40 grams, because we don't really want to offend somebody. Just
right, okay, yeah. I thought that was fantastic. Do you write many ballads like that?
Yeah, actually, we write a ballad once a week. Always about Jesus, obviously.
And what are the three tracks going to be on the upcoming EP thingamajig that you're doing?
It's Venom Milkshake. What's the second one?
Devil on a Rampage.
Devil on a Rampage.
And Spider Eyes.
Yeah.
Come on, turn it ever off, fuck. Come on, come on, cause I'm ready to walk.
I think that's nothing short of brilliant, the song.
Yeah.
The interview left a little to be desired. I'm going to try and interview them again, though, very soon. Yeah. And we'll do it properly next time.
Good band, though.
In my defence, I said to them at the start of the interview, is there anything you'd like me to say?
Yeah.
Anything you'd like me to ask you? And they went, no, just go for it.
Fair enough.
I think I should have had some questions, really.
Yeah.
I think that might have helped.
But, you know.
Might have helped.
Good game.
What I want to know is, Tony, Leaves for Star Machine are not signed to Red Ambulance Records. They're signed to... No, their first album was on noisemaker.de. They may be looking for a new label. I'm not absolutely sure.
Oh, right.
But what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LucidStarMachine.
It is. It's yeah. Tony 2, poorly being in... Tony 3, poorly being Internet 1. Yeah. Do you know, I don't... Hey, how can that be? No, it's 3-2, is it? It's got to be 3-2.
I never got wrong.
It is 3-2, because you got misled two. Wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 3-2. I got hot right. It's 3-2. All to play for on the last one, fella. I wonder if it'll be a draw this week. Oh,
maybe.
No.
Draw's always a fair.
But anyway,
thing,
so we're now back to the Red Ambulance stuff when the time comes. But Leaves for Star Machine's first album is called Fire in Your Hole, and it is something of a cracker.
Yeah.
I believe that might be available at Interpunk as well. I'm not sure, but check out their MySpace page for all details, anyway. Tony, how was Poland?
Really nice. I enjoyed it. Went for the 3 days, I think it was. Kind of really nice weather, hot, scorching weather. And apparently over here it was raining. Shame.
Tony, can you please tell our listeners something of the actual trip, rather than going, it was nice, yeah, the weather was nice, about where you flew from.
Flew from
what
Stansted.
What the flight was like, what the hotel was like, what the town was like, what the people in the town were like. What you got up to, what would you recommend people do when they go there? How about any day trips? Think about all the things you did. Not yeah, it was nice, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. Okay. Flew from Stansted in the wee early hours of Friday morning. Went to Krakow, or Krakow, or Krakow. It's local, so we call it Krakow. Got there in the morning.
Krakow?
Went to the Krakow, yeah. It seems quite nice, a little quiet little city. Apparently the third biggest city in Poland.
Right.
But it still seemed very big. We saw the castle.
And what's that like?
It's okay, but they've got some kind of weird thing where you've got to go early in the day for tickets, because they've got like a allocated amount of tickets they can give away.
Okay.
And then if you miss it, you're screwed.
Right, fair enough. Oh, that sounds right. Oh,
yeah,
miss it.
Exactly. So we went and got screwed.
Excellent.
Then we did that. Then day trips, we took a tour of the city, which took us around the old city and then the Jewish quarter. And then took us to Schindler's Museum, or factory, which I didn't even know was there.
Schindler's factory?
Schindler's factory.
As in Schindler's
Oscar
List?
Oscar Schindler from Schindler's List.
Right, because most towns and cities in Poland have a Jewish quarter as a result of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And so Oscar Schindler's factory was in Krakow?
Just outside of Krakow. Krakow.
Fair enough.
What else? So, yeah, and they told us that there were 65,000 Jews there, and now there's about a few hundred or...
Right, okay, yeah.
Something. And they did talk about... They do talk very bluntly about how they were murdered. It's all very weird. I saw Auschwitz.
Right.
Auschwitz.
So this is an out of order question, but did you get the train?
Yes.
You got the train to Auschwitz.
No, hang on a minute. No, got the bus.
You got the bus to Auschwitz. Right.
Yes.
Now, this is an odd thing to do on a 3-day excursion.
Yeah, fully filled 3 days.
But I don't think it's something that you should not have done. How was it for you? Did it mess with your head? Or?
It was all very weird and all very blunt. But they took us around the... Because there's three sections to it. Auschwitz.
Right.
Three, like, separate bits. The first bit was, like, all the concentration camp with the watchtowers around it and everything, and that was all very weird. And they took you through all the buildings and shit and told you things like how they shaved the heads and made it into like a material and sold it, which I never knew.
Right,
so when
okay,
they killed
yeah.
the Jews, they shaved their heads and then made material out of it and sold right. bags of it to Germans, which I never knew about.
How they basically dehumanised the people in the...
Yeah, and then it was all very horrible, really. And all the possessions, all the suitcases and clothes all still there and... Oh yeah, and how the gas chambers worked and how they're all very efficient.
So did they take you into a gas chamber?
No, because they all kind of apparently destroyed them.
Right, okay.
Near the end of the war, they put dynamite and blew them all up.
Right, okay,
so
yeah, so they
the second bit, and they all the remains are still there, and the pools of human ash are still there.
Right, fuck man.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Really? It is. I said to you, I went to Dachau, which was basically a holding concentration camp. where they, and they didn't start killing people in Dachau until towards the end of the war.
Right.
But Dachau was somewhere they went that they would then move on to somewhere like Auschwitz or Belsen.
Yeah.
And Dachau was just one of those things. I just feel that every single adult, in fact, every single person who is anywhere near a concentration camp, I mean, in terms of 1,000 or so miles, should have to go, because we should have to be reminded of the horrors of war.
Yeah.
I think if more people actually had to go and visit those and see the reality of Holocaust, we may never have gone into Iraq. There might not be any more wars, basically. It's so horrendous.
It's not very nice.
But anyway, this is a bit serious for us.
Isn't
I'm glad that you went.
Yeah, I'm glad I went. It wasn't high on my list of things
totally,
to do.
Just half a day in Auschwitz, right, is worth a fucking year of Charmed. As far as I'm concerned, you have grown as a person. And I know I had to force it out of you, but we've actually got the story of your weekend here. Well, yeah, it's all right. So anyway, after Auschwitz, what did you do after that? Did you just...
That was the last day.
Right, okay. Straight to the airport. Get me out of here.
Yeah, pretty much. We just hung around for a bit.
Right, it wasn't okay. You went out afterwards, or you didn't go out on a piss afterwards? Or
no, but next to Auschwitz, there is actually a hotel and like a little complex.
What's it called?
I didn't see the name
hotel
of it.
Hotel Auschwitz.
But we pulled up and we saw a hotel. We thought, fuck, I'm not staying there.
I just don't have a watch.
Yeah, too right. But no, we got the minibus there. It took us like a 2 hour journey outside of
right,
it.
Right, okay.
And then we got back, hung around for a bit, went to the airport.
And how much did everything cost when you were there? Was it all very cheap? Or
it was all right, actually. It was like...
What was it, slotty?
Cigarettes were £1. It was slotty, yeah.
It was slotty.
There was five... So one slotty is 20 pence.
Right.
I think cigarettes were like £1.40 a packet. We had some really nice meals for less than £20 each. For like three bottles of wine, three courses, really nice service. £20.
Didn't you have boar?
I had boar. I went to a Scottish restaurant.
Did he say to them, hey, can you Polish say purple burger or love?
No, I didn't, but they were Polish, dressed in Scottish. You freaked me out.
Oh, did you give any punky flies, by the way?
Yes.
Well done.
Went to a Polish karaoke bar.
Cool.
Where there was pop karaoke with Polish people singing Rolling Stones songs like Andrew really badly. It was great.
Did you get
I
up?
I loved it. No, my voice had gone. It was all cracked. It cracked completely.
All right. Did any of the people that you were with
We went up and tried to do... Don't Stop Us Now, or Don't Stop Me Now from Queen, but it was like a half-hour waiting list.
Big gay Tony.
And they'd already gone to the Polish
Don't
songs.
Don't Stop Me Now! I'm having such a good time! I got having a cock in my bum!
But I left them punky flies there.
Well done, good work.
I left about four different lots of punky flies.
Good work.
In different places.
Well done, boy.
And also in the English football place, where we sat and watched Nottingham Forest beat Yeovil.
Come on!
I left some punky flies there as well. And also some punky listeners from Nottingham. Well, no, some listeners from Nottingham. No, they're future listeners.
Future listeners.
I gave them
Nottingham.
Some lot of flies, so hopefully they'll be
good
listening.
Work.
Hi, lads.
Good work.
Anyone from Poland, if you picked up a punky flyer, that's for me.
Please get in touch with us. Let us know. We want to hear from the Poles. We want to know whether you've got Milli Szliwki or not. Did you try it any Polish?
Didn't. Dziękuję was thank you.
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję, yeah.
Dziękuję. So you actually did say dziękuję a few times. Well done, you.
I've grown as a person and I stopped eating cake.
Sorry?
And I stopped eating cake.
You've stopped
I've
eating cake?
I've grown so much.
Of course you have,
cake
yeah.
And chocolate.
You've gone all muesli and flakes and fruit and everything.
No flakes.
You might hit 40 yet.
Hopefully. That's what I'm going for.
Well, I went out in... I was going to tell you I haven't got time now. I was going to do... I did a bike rally on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
The Nabbed bike rally near Chelford, near Jodrell Bank. And check my bad self. Headline a comedy show, did not one but two encores. Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Happy days.
Did you go for a holiday?
Got a little. No, I didn't. I bottled it. I did get a little herbal gift from the scary bloke that sees me at every bike rally that I do, and as soon as he sees me, says I'm your worst nightmare, and I actually believe him. He's got the strongest beneficial herbs known to mankind. Picked up an extra couple of gigs out of it. And then because I had the night off then, and I was near Manchester, I had a night out in Manchester.
Nice.
I had one of the best nights of my lifetime.
Excellent.
It was brilliant.
Was it?
And do you know what I reckon the highlight was?
What's that?
When the Silk Cut girls came round.
You
can go all the way
How
to Poland,
was it?
Mate. £2 a packet.
£1.40.
I bought 60.
£1.40. I bought 400.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't even smoke.
Let's have some. No.
But for that price, I might as well.
You might as well. It's rude not to.
Exactly.
You've only got till July the first time.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
So, like, Tony Towers is fine. There's not actually. There's a strict no smoking policy in Tony Towers.
And Tony Towers, it hopefully, will be a place of work before long.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Right, last track, Tone. and we are returning to the band that started the show. We're returning to Red Ambulance Records. Thank you so much, Jay Bones, for sending us all this. Fousey-gish. Mm. Playing them again. Now, what I want to know is, what is Red Ambulance Records' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Red Ambulance Records.
You've done it. 4-2. Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 2. It's a Pyrrhic victory. And you know how we started the show with a Fousey-gish track called Step Up, Step Up?
Mm.
This is a Fousey-gish track.
All right.
Called Step Back. That was the quite fantastic Step Back by Fousey-gish, which is from their album Exploited and Distorted, which came out 2004-2005. Still available, as are all the other Red Ambulance Records tracks we've played on the show this week. They are available from Interpunk, interpunk.com, for all your Red Ambulance Records needs. I haven't even had chance, we haven't even mentioned the fact that Tony Blair's resigned this week. Probably
the biggest
news story in the last decade in the UK.
He hasn't left, Jazzy. We'll just do it then.
He's off soon.
Late June, isn't it?
Soon enough.
June 27th?
It's the end of an era.
It's the end of June.
Also true. Tony, everything gets so easily sorted out in your head, it's fantastic. And I was trying to think the reason I was there. Everybody was country fighting? Of course! This weekend, I've only got the two gigs. I'm in Manchester both nights at the Frog and Bucket on Oldham Street.
Okay.
It does get quite busy. It's got a very locally Manchester-y feel to the gig. I'm on in the middle. That's Friday.
Sandwich.
Friday and Saturday night. So if you fancy checking me out this weekend in the Manchester area, please come along and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a lot else to say, actually.
When did we first play Fousey-gish?
Sorry?
When we first played it on one of our first ever shows. Yeah, I just remember.
When we still played MP3s, actually.
Well, we don't play MP3s anymore, do we?
No. I think we've made that quite clear.
I think so.
So, make sure you vote for the podcast, Ali. Make sure you leave us a comment on our MySpace. If you're on Facebook, leave us a comment on there. Don't touch tagged.
Don't touch tagged?
Yeah, long story. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Poetry Corner. Likewise, Judgmental. paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, judgmental. If you have a twat,
email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
If you'd like a t-shirt, go to Cafe Press, particularly if you're in the States, it's a good time to get them. If you're in the UK, it might be worth holding off a couple of weeks while we sort out the new place.
But it's closing at end of May.
It is closing it down. But we are closing at the end of May. They're not. But, yeah. Should make that quite. We can't speak on behalf of Cafe Press. But when they lose our account, Tone, they'll probably go bankrupt.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
You have punky t-shirts going around. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
Bunch of guns,
Chimping.
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 Oh, God.
You know you want it.
No.
Come on.
Please don't.
Come on, you want me to have a poo? Drop it into my hand, just in one go, and give you a little facial surprise.
Please, no. Just don't.
All right, then. Okay. Well, can I at least see your stocking tops?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.